We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
Good evening, folks. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
Time, weather, and...
Highways!
Veteran of three foreign wars, entrepreneur, and warrior poet, Tony Arterburn takes on the issues facing our country, civilization, and planet. This is the Arterburn Radio Transmission.
The official broadcast of the apocalypse. Broadcasting in defiance of the Build Back Better, Biden, Beelzebub, Baphomet, Bilderberg, Bankster Bunch. It's August 1st, 2022. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, broadcasting from the Wise Wolf GoldenSilver.com studios, along with my co-pilot and co-host, Beans the Brave, and part-time producer, Security. She fills a lot of roles, folks. She's going to keep us safe from chipmunks and woodland creatures. But I also have a great researcher, a great friend. He's without peer because I know no one like him. He's definitely a different, unique individual. It's Chris Graves. He's the researcher for Don Jeffries and a podcaster now, radio fill-in host. What don't you do, Chris?
Gardening. And nannying, you know, so that's a good thing.
Well, I'm glad to have you here riding shotgun with me today, my friend. I thought, you know, I've been telling my audience for a while, we're going to do Mondays. I used to do a daily show and I decided, okay, Mondays, Fridays, 2 p.m. Central Time, set your watch to it. I'll try to have a program. If I can't make it, I'll have a program there that's not on any of the feeds. So everybody, welcome. We're going to go through some headlines today. I want to give a shout out to all the folks on WWCR, Worldwide Christian Radio. You guys have been real patient with me on my Monday broadcast for a while. So this is something new to add into the rotation. And of course, all the folks on Rockfin.com on the America Unplugged channel, the only place that you will find the video version of the Arterburn Radio transmission at this time. Well, let's jump into it, Chris. You look at the headlines of Drudge, and I want to, just off memory, just off of what's in the old wheelhouse, look at what the headlines are saying about China, about Pelosi. Let me see if I can share screen real quick. It's a mixed bag for me, because I do think that the military-industrial complex wants war. I do think that they are pushing for some sort of worldwide conflict. But I'm not really buying all of the hype going into this trip, the press surrounding it. Of course, you know, whenever you see Drudge with all the red ink, you know, all the head, she's going. China military warning, missile strike video, Taiwan readies for conflict. Well, for those of you who don't know, back in 1972, Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger officially opened China. We had not had diplomatic relations. We had not had no ties whatsoever since 1949, when Mao Zedong took over China from Chiang Kai-shek, from the nationalists fled to Formosa, which is now known as Taiwan. So that was a big step. It was just, you know, really at possibly what you would consider the height of the Cold War is during the Vietnam War, 1972. And there was a verbal promise given to Mao. We opened up, shared some intelligence with them. And there was a verbal, sort of a verbal agreement. At least it was understood that we supported the United States, not me and you, Chris. But right. United States policy was considered it a one China policy, which meant all of its territories, including what is known as Taiwan.
Right.
So you fast forward through the 70s, and I believe it was in 1979. We'll have to talk about this on our 79 show. It just came to mind. But I believe that President Jimmy Carter put that in writing as well, that we recognized a one China policy. So Taiwan has long ago been quasi-abandoned by the West in favor of growing China and having favorability with China. And you can see that the elites, the multinational corporations who took our jobs and our manufacturing here after the formation of the Trilateral Commission in 1973, we never ran a trade surplus again. That's just historical fact. This is a country. We are a country. The United States was built on manufacturing. We ripped that away. And you can see that they wanted to have the 21st century be an Asian century and a China-centered century. So all that was started to be shipped overseas, money pouring in there, investment pouring in there for infrastructure. And, you know, you get to 2022 and our foreign policy is a hollow shell of what it once was. And we've bankrupted our military. We've put our troops into endless meat grinder wars in the Middle East, where basically it is a rotation into oblivion for nothing. You know, we can. I was a part of those wars, so I think I can have an opinion on that. We have treaties and also known as tripwires, all around the world. So on paper, we're foreign policy bankrupt 100%. So I don't know what this means. You know, I think David Knight was talking about if Trump loses the election, you know, this is back in 2020, if Trump loses, then it'll be, you know, Biden with war with Russia. If Trump wins, and possibly war with China, possibly war with both. I just wanted to shed some, I think, reasonable analysis on this, Chris. I don't think I'm buying it. And I'm somebody who is very anxious about what's happening in Europe with Russia. I think that needs to have a lot more attention paid to it, how serious it actually is. I'm not sure how serious this is, Chris, because if you go back to 1949, you had the Rockefellers, you had the international banking houses like the Rothschilds. They were pouring in tons of capital into Mao's China, setting that up. Because, you know, history in the realm of conspiracy, we understand that the world's elite, the financial elite, they fund communism and they love the communist states. Yeah. I don't know how much of this is real because, you know, Russia doesn't have major shares of our entertainment industry like China does. Russia doesn't have major inroads into our universities like China does. Russia doesn't have major political influence in our politics. I mean, you can look at even the 1990s when the Clintons were given missile secrets to the Chinese, and you know, you could look, there was like bags of cash going into the Clinton White House. Our relationship with China is very incestuous. And when you look at how brain dead the so-called right is in this country, because I consider myself a part of the old right. I'm a conservative. I don't even like that word. I'm a restorationist because I don't know what you want to conserve now. But if you look at these people, these knee-jerk Republican neocon types, they want to blame China, Chris.
Yep.
But we know that our government, our intelligence, our banking, right? The people who really run the country, right? They have a major holdings in China, and it's hard to figure out where, you know, China ends and we begin a lot in our modern era, especially with that money went somewhere. And I always ask people that are have a little bit of understanding of economics, you realize if you run a trade deficit, and that means that, you know, you take in more than you send out, which used to be the opposite for us. You know, we would send out more than we took in. Well, we've changed that and we're up to close to a trillion. People laughed at me when I ran for Congress. They really did.
Really?
My speech was ridiculous because I said, we're going to hit trillion-dollar trade deficits. Wow. And I said, that's what? And I think the next, like 3 years later, it hit 800 billion. And then that's on, I think it hit a trillion last year.
Yeah.
So again, major shifts in wealth and transfers of wealth. I don't think that this is anything but theater. Maybe there's a reason to get tensions up. Maybe they want to sell weapons. I really don't know. But why would, if this is the case, and I'll get your opinion on this.
Yeah.
Why would Nancy Pelosi or the powers that be want to provoke a two-front conflict by, and this is one of those areas where it's kind of like when Kennedy went to Berlin, you know, to the wall, you know, yeah. And he said, Ich bin ein Berliner. I am a Berliner. Right. And that was one of those moments where you could see U.S. presence backing the West Germany or West Berlin at the time. And so I want to get your take. What do you think about? Is this theater or is this something I should worry about?
I think it's a smoke screen. I mean, I think they have multiple plates spinning right now for distractions. And if it was really an issue, she would cancel the trip like yesterday. You know what I mean? I really don't think that's anything to worry about. I think it's to kind of, in my opinion, I think it's kind of to take the focus off of something that might end up happening in the Ukraine. Cause I guess right now, you know, they keep talking about how there's the genocide going on there. And since I'm not boots on the ground there, I'm not saying it's not happening, but I'm not saying it is, cause I don't know. And I don't trust really any media, to be honest. I mean, very few sources. So I think this is just another distraction. And if I can be really Mr. Conspiracy Theorist, I think, like you said, I think the people that actually run the show that we don't actually know their names, you never heard any of their names, they wouldn't allow anything like this to really happen if it was going to be catastrophic to their cause. So I really think it's much, much to do about nothing, you know?
Yeah. You know, you look at the amount of Chinese influence in the spy world. Not only Eric Swalwell and his girlfriend, but Dianne Feinstein's driver for 20 years was a Chinese spy out of California. And I want to say, didn't Pelosi have some sort of links to the Chinese? I think this looks like theater when I know how much ownership of China is in this country, in our media, in our politics, in our universities. I believe we have hostilities with Russia because they own nothing here.
Right.
I mean, Hillary sold them some uranium.
Yeah.
We sold them some uranium one some years ago. But they have no influence. I mean, China is the rising power.
And I think it's already there. I think they are the superpower. You know, we just don't want to admit it. I hate to say that, but
I mean, and it's like they got to have somebody to sell to. It's like the stuff that they make, and I just don't buy. I don't buy that we're going into a two front, hot war with both China and Russia. I could be wrong because usually, you know, I'm very, very sensitive to the machinations of war, like things leading up to it.
Right.
And I just don't feel that here. I think it's more of a, you really hit the nail on the head. I think I always ask the question, what else is going on when I see this kind of, when it blankets my headlines and gets people talking, it's the kind of headline that when somebody walks in your gold and silver shop, they ask, you know, what do you think about Pelosi going to Taiwan? That's on their mind. So yeah. I'm wondering what else is, because, you know,
the 2.3 trillion with Rumsfeld, Pentagon, day before 9/11. 9/11 happens. It's not brought up for years and years.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely right. Now there's something to this. And we'll keep you informed on it. Again, Arterburn Radio transmission Mondays and Fridays, 2 p.m. Central Time. You can find the podcast anywhere podcasts are found. And then we have a new Paratruther episode coming out probably sometime Wednesday. We're recording it tomorrow and going to do all the finishing touches up on Paratruther. But it's going to be a good show. I'm picking out years.
And that's your year, sir.
That's my year to start with, and we're going to go over 1979. So you might if you tune in, you're probably going to learn something. I've learned something just researching it, seeing what all fit into that box. So, interesting headlines, folks. We'll continue to knock some out. Gold and silver prices a little bit later in the show. As you know, we're sponsored by Wise Wolf Gold and Silver Exchange, and I've been really busy as of late, and I appreciate everybody getting the word out and recommending us. It's just making a huge difference. Let's hit some monkeypox news. I assume you're still monkeypox free, right?
As far as I know. I mean, I have, been to the dance halls and everything, so I have to get myself checked.
Okay. Monkeypox free for now, right? But you got to get, you need to get tested every 30 minutes. You know,
that's what I've heard. Yeah.
Right.
You put up your nose, that whole deal, or am I mixing up fake tests?
They probably use the same kind of test. I mean, why change up now? You know, it's already worked for you. You got to test to know you have it. Yeah. This is technocracy.news. Mercola, monkeypox declared a public health emergency. This is by Dr. Joseph Mercola. The details of skullduggery with Big Pharma, the corrupt World Health Organization, and various secret research labs will be debated for a long time. The real concern should be that creating synthetic viruses in a lab is tantamount to creating the atomic bomb. When a deadly virus can be modeled on a computer screen and then turned into the actual pathogen, all that remains to ask is how soon will the military get a hold of it? And how soon will they use it? That's from Patrick Wood on technocracy.news. This is kind of a story at a glance here. By the third week of July 2022, some 16,000 cases of monkeypox had been recorded across 75 countries. Is that even 16,000 in 75 countries, Chris? Should that even register, like, mathematically?
I'm very suspect about this whole thing because I thought there was only six people that had it like last week, but
they've pushed the social media narrative of this stuff really hard. But no, I'm not buying it. I know that they need to find something else. I think they're testing their brands. Like, are monkeys scary? Can we get people to fear this? The vast majority of cases occurring among homosexual and bisexual men in the U.S. recorded cases were around 3,000, including two children. July 23rd, 2022, the World Health Organization director Tedros, he doesn't even have a medical background, unilaterally overruled this panel of advisors and declared monkeypox a public health emergency and international concern.
Yeah.
Well, again, I think they're still kind of stuck in this same, realm of numbers. I don't think that it's not gone parabolic. We're just seeing more news coverage of it.
Yeah. They didn't change the script yet. They need to do a rewrite.
Yeah. Monkeypox virus was made by Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Yeah.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
In other words, here we go again. As predicted, and as with COVID, there's evidence that we may not be dealing with something that arose accidentally and naturally.
Right.
As discussed by Dr. John Campbell in the feature video, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, WIV, in China. And see, that's in the, it's funny. We talk about China. We talk about the U.S. And we know the NIH and our deep state, major ties to the Wuhan Virology Lab and the Chinese.
Fauci. Yeah, it's come out, but people forget it. Like, the attention span is ridiculous.
Well, you have these Republicans that are like, well, see, China did it. Yeah. We got to be hard on China. And I'm like, why don't we prosecute our own war criminals inside our own gates? Can we do that first? And they just get a blank. They don't understand. It has to be a foreign thing. It has to be a foreign enemy. And I think that's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah, foreign boogeymen,
China National Institutes of Health in the U.S. have coincidentally been working on the monkeypox virus and its treatment for some time. The NIH, which has identified monkeypox as a potential bioterrorism agent, is currently studying the safety and efficacy of an antiviral called Tecovirimat for the treatment of monkeypox. The study in question began September 28, 2020, and will run through the end of September 2025. Oh, okay, well, thank you for all the wonderful work of the people at the NIH and the Centers for Disease Control and the people, the good folks at the Wuhan.
It seems like they're creating these things and not actually preventing them.
I mean, you know, if I was conspiracy minded, Chris, right. But here's the thing. It's kind of like COVID and people say, well, it came from a lab. And I'm like, I don't care. I mean, it didn't work. So, I mean.
Well, here's the thing I always wondered. Didn't the variant in Italy that attacked Europe, like almost simultaneously, how is that possible if it was all in a Wuhan lab? Like, I never understood that either. Because they said it was that one didn't come from a bat. The one that pretty much took over, you know, Ireland, which I think it came out that it was actually, you know, overblown. And they were using fake footage and everything of hospitals and everything. Like, I never understood that.
A lot of fake footage in that Italy. Yeah. I mean, that's verifiable.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I think we kind of get lost in where did COVID-19 come from? And then instead of why did the governments around the world in lockstep have the same reaction? And what is that for? As opposed to, will I get a new, a crappy, you know, bioweapon. I used to say it was a crappy Chinese bioweapon, but then I'm kind of guilty of the same thing of labeling it a foreign threat instead of the people. Cause I'm all about
an elite bioweapon. Well,
right. It's just the NIH or whatever it is. It's just, you know, the globalist goblin, virus of the week.
I'd like to know if this was a part of Dark Winter in 2001, like right before anthrax hit and all that, right after 9/11. I think COVID was a big part of that, but I wonder if monkeypox, you know, kind of has something to do with that too, like on the shelf, just kind of waiting its turn, you know?
Well, that's different. So if you got monkeypox, right, you actually get visible, you know, raised sores and stuff like, so you could see, I mean, in theory, you'd be able to tell who has monkeypox or whatever.
Yeah.
And my main concern is that they want to do the vaccine so quickly. And you just see all these, you know, the guys from the gay community just lining up. You see this video footage of them just waiting to get their monkeypox shot. And I'm thinking, we just heard about this.
I know.
Right. And, you know, it's funny because the new, you know, the Trump shot, the Operation
Warp Speed. Yeah.
It brings out shingles because shingles is a dormant. I mean, I'm quoting this like I'm a virologist, but it's like a dormant. The chickenpox virus has that same remnant of DNA, and so if you have a flare up or there's an autoimmune or whatever, you can get shingles. And now I see all these commercials about getting your shingles vaccine. So you get a vaccine that gets you the shingles, that then you got to get the vaccine for the shingles. And I don't
know.
How many
vaccines do we need?
Well, I'm going with me for zero.
Yeah.
I'm good, right? I have an immune system. And
idea is that we're supposed to, you know, like George Carlin used to say, him and his brother would swim in the Hudson River with all the raw sewage and everything, and they never got sick. They never had a cold. Yeah. I love
that clip, you know, because you got to give your immune system something to practice on, right?
He was on to something. I mean, he was making a joke, but there was a lot of truth in that, you know?
No, I think, yeah, I'm with George on this. I think we have an immune system. There's a lot to say about, you know, you never heard during any of the last few years, like, hey, go out and get some sunshine, drink, you know, purified water, make sure you're not drinking fluoride and a bunch of heavy chemicals in your water, make sure it's filtered, you know, take some vitamin C. You never heard any of this. It's just, no, stay in the dark, get your blue light, watch your blue light or whatever. It's just make
don't,
sure
don't you see your family, don't have Thanksgiving, don't have Christmas. Yeah,
I don't trust any of this. And you know, they're going to use the PCR test and stuff. I mean, I don't think that they can get the traction that they want right now. I think for, this is just speculation, folks, but just off the top of my head, the central bank digital currency that they want, yeah, they got to wait for a Republican. A new pandemic for lockdowns, they need to wait for a Republican. So maybe they're doing some tests right now, because the country will really only lock down if you make it a Republican.
Right.
Right. I mean, in true fashion, because we'll resist it if it's a Democrat. If it's a Republican, they'll just hook, line, and sinker. We're done. You know, I mean, that's the way it looked like to me in 2020.
Yeah. The invisible enemy.
Yeah. This is the last part of the article. Prepare for another round of fear mongering and vaccinations. Not surprisingly, U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention is already urging those who may be at high risk for monkeypox, including those who attended the Daddy Land Festival. I don't know what that is, and I don't want to know.
I don't want to know either.
over the 4th of July weekend in Texas to get vaccinated. New York City started administrating the smallpox vaccine in late June 2022. Wow. They started the smallpox vaccine. Now, that's interesting.
Yeah, I remember that popped up a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
He says that's not a typo. There's no specific monkeypox vaccine. They're using the smallpox vaccine under the assumption that it might work because the two viruses are in the same family of pox viruses. Well, if I recall, so the public for decades didn't get the smallpox vaccine. I have one, right? I have a scar from it because I went to Iraq.
Yeah,
I was after 9/11. They didn't give it to us until we went to Iraq. And that's when I got my anthrax vaccine and my smallpox.
I was going to say there was a big controversy, too, that the military didn't really want to take the anthrax vaccine, but you guys were forced to, right?
We were forced to. And I mean, I really didn't have a choice. And I'll never forget when I got it, Chris, because when they gave me they gave me a bunch of stuff at the exact same time.
Wow.
And when they gave me the anthrax vaccine, I know this sounds crazy, but I could feel it in my heart. I could feel it pump through. I've looked online, and that's supposedly a thing. Like, you could feel it in your circulatory system. But yeah, I could feel that. And it was because Saddam might have whatever, you know, a death ray and whatever. They were like, hey, we gave him a bunch of stuff. We don't know where it is, because that's really what it comes down to. You know, we gave him a bunch of chemical weapons and bioweapons when he was in war with Iran. You have that famous picture of Rumsfeld going to shake hands with Saddam Hussein.
You mean when we installed him?
Right. Exactly. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, but see, this is something I didn't know. And the smallpox vaccine is actually cowpox, from what I remember. But I had such a bad reaction to it. I actually called, this is a 23-year-old Tony. I called the CDC because the Army had no one. I mean, they don't even talk to me. They gave me a bunch of shots, and I'm like, well, I'm getting I started getting pox. I started getting a breakout of pox. And then the air, like your lymph node swells up to about the size of a small lemon when they give you a smallpox. Well, and plus everything else, you get all those adjuvants in there. It's interesting. The idea that smallpox vaccines may be effective against monkeypox comes from a 1988 non-randomized observational study in which 0.96% of vaccinated close contacts contracted monkeypox, compared to 7.4% of unvaccinated. Okay.
So they're throwing a dart and seeing where it hits.
So there's currently two types of smallpox vaccine. Now, see, this is the kind of story where I go, oh, it was kind of buried at the bottom.
Yeah.
And now I'm starting to kind of understand, you know, if you wanted to bring something back, how do you do that? You do it through inoculations.
Right.
Right. You do it through, what is the main, when you see polio pop up, is that because polio is somewhere, or is that because of the vaccines, like in India, when they give the oral polio vaccine? This is what I've been thinking, but I didn't know that it was the smallpox vaccine. There are currently two types of smallpox vaccines available in the U.S., which contains live replicating but weakened vaccinia virus and Winos, also under the names Imavex and I'm a Vuman, which uses a Ibamun, which uses a live but non-replicating modified vaccina anarchovirus. Wow. One of them was this, the Zynos was approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration in 2019 and is indicated for smallpox and monkeypox in adults ages 18 and older. I don't know. I smell a rat here.
Yeah.
There's something to this. Is very strange. That was always like the doomsday scenario where you started, somebody brings back smallpox, right? Because supposedly the inoculation is good for 10 years, right? if you buy it, right? And then the thing about smallpox, and from what I understand, it's a single DNA virus. It's kind of like a polio, right? It's a single DNA, whereas like the flu is always RNA. Same thing with coronavirus, which is the flu, same thing. And they mutate. I want to say too, like the measles is DNA. Right. And so you can target, so in theory, I'm not taking any more shots for any reason. I don't buy any of this anymore, but that's the theory anyway. How to protect yourself against monkeypox. The monkeypox virus is spread via close contact with infected bodily fluids, not through the air. So to protect yourself, be sure to avoid close skin contact. Do not touch rash or scabs. Don't handle or touch the bleeding towels or clothing of an infected person. Do not share eating.
Well, now it's like they're telling me not to breathe now, you know?
I mean, you got to.
You know, all my pastimes, you know?
I mean, every day I'm picking up bloody towels all over
the street. You know, picking at people's rashes and stuff, you know?
And I know this is written by, this is written by Dr. McCullough. Oh, man, this is, guys, check this article out. There's a ton, and it has the financial incentive behind monkeypox, but I don't know. You know, when the world's richest people, when they all get together every year and their favorite thing is Lest of You, I always start to wonder, when are you going to start, initiating that? And then it looks like it's begun. You know, they definitely want their population decline enthusiasts, population control enthusiasts. So, I mean, we don't even need the Georgia Guidestones anymore. They're a moot point. They're gone. But they definitely want less people. So interesting article. I'll put that in the show notes as well. Wow. We're just kind of blowing through some time here. I don't think I'll take a commercial break right now, but let's check the chat. We'll go over on Rockfin and see.
I didn't really see too much. Oh, now I do. Okay. Before, like 5 minutes ago, I didn't really see
anything. Joel Smith's in the chat. when's the Arterburn radio transmission from the Barn B Coffee headquarters? Hey, you want to sponsor the program? You got it, brother. Build me a landing page. Build me a promo code, and you got it. Okay, I'll send all my people there. We'll do it for America Unplugged too. I was drinking your coffee. This is Joel Smith over in the chat. He's got Barn B Coffee out of Montana. Fantastic. I think his coffee, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. It's going off memory. I think it was the Peru blend. It was from Peru. Very good. Very good blend. Loved it. So yeah, happy to, you can sponsor me anytime, my friend. Won't cost you anything. Just put a promo code on it. We'll make sure people go buy it. Now see Raybo's in the chat. Raybo got to come up and see the headquarters of Wise Wolf over the weekend and the weekend before. And it's always good seeing Raybo. He brought me some books, and not that I needed any more, but I definitely appreciate it. He bought me some historical stuff to go over. So hopefully that'll make me smarter and have a better show. All right. Well, more on China. There was an article from Caitlin Johnston over on lewrockwell.com. I want to read a little bit of this. China is issuing the same red line warnings about Taiwan that Russia issued about Ukraine. And there was a tweet in here. And again, I may not be reading this right, but I'm just not as worried about this as I am what's happening with Ukraine, what's happening with Putin, what's happening with NATO. And then one of the Benjamin Norton on Twitter on this feed says, while already waging war on Russia, the U.S. empire is also really trying to start a war with China. U.S. military is considered sending fighter jets to accompany a top U.S. official as she meets with secessionists in China's province of Taiwan who are armed with U.S. weapons. Well, that's not really fair. I mean, that's not really a secessionist. I mean, at what point is it your country? You know, right. they left in 1949, Chiang Kai-shek, and that was always the threat of that MacArthur had. And going back, you know, General Douglas MacArthur during the Korean War, he was going to unleash Chiang and bring the Chinese fighters, because they were, you know, Mao was sending, I mean, was it like hundreds of thousands of Chinese? They didn't even have enough rifles. They had to wait for somebody to die so they could pick up the next rifle. And they would just send waves of people across the Yalu River during the Korean conflict. So that was the threat. Cold Warriors always wanted to do something with Taiwan. But again, history, we have verbally and then contractually agreed that this is a province of China while still giving moral support for a smaller country. And again, I'm all for, you know, smaller countries. That's where I think that's the only way liberty can exist in this world, is in smaller governments. This, because the bigger the government, the smaller the citizen. I'm not for these big empires and stuff. That's not what I want. I don't think it's good for markets. It's not good for sovereignty. It's not good for freedom. But I don't know there's much we can do here. I mean, the world, and this is a very strange tweet, say, you know, he even puts fighter jets. This is weird. Let me pull this back up. He puts asterisks around fighter jets.
And they also threatened to shoot her plane down too.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I think it was someone, a spokesperson connected to their media, not necessarily like one of their actual government spokes. It's very unclear. This seems to me like a high-tech game.
I heard it may have even been some of our own people saying that she would be considered a threat and we could legally shoot her down. But I don't want to say that for a fact, but that's what I was kind of getting from that.
Well, it could be worse than I thought, and these people are just dangerous idiots. Like, there is no strategy. It's just off the rails. And, you know, you look at Martin Armstrong and his Socrates program, and we need to do a show on that too.
Yeah.
But he's got this AI that, you know, he's 40-year market veteran in Wall Street, and he's saying, this is a one that I read a couple of months ago. He's like, hey, the West and the elites, they need war to bring in their central bank digital currency. They're over leveraged. They have way too much debt. They owe way too much. They got to get people in a UBI. They have to do all that to save their own ruling class. They need war. And maybe we're just pulling it out of the, I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe they're just pulling it out of the possible, like, pick it out of the hat. Oh, hey, Nancy, you can just go provoke the Chinese. Okay, we'll do that. We'll see if we can start something that way. Like, we just want somebody to hit us. Maybe that's it. Maybe that is the case. They want somebody to shoot one of our planes down or do something or have an overt act. It's very possible. I wouldn't put that past them. So,
well, yeah, it says right here, New York Post from July 29th, propagandist warns China could down Nancy Pelosi's plane during Taiwan trip. Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Well,
so like a Gulf of Tonkin kind of thing, huh? Just to, I really don't think this is anything, to be honest, though.
I don't see. Well, here's an interesting. You look at some of the other tweets, like the Daily Beast. I'll put this back up on. This is one of Caitlin Johnston's was tracking this. The Daily Beast put out a thing where it shows Joe Biden tells Vladimir Putin where to shove his red lines, and it has Vladimir Putin talking to Joe Biden, or maybe I don't know if they brought in the hand puppets so Biden could understand, or get him a coloring book, or but this is, they're like celebrating. Like, Biden tells Putin Biden is tough on Putin, but you don't hear anything about them being tough on China.
Right.
There's just something, I don't know, folks. my spidey senses are tripped when it comes to this stuff. I don't know. I don't know if this is real or not. I love how they like tension though. Like to ratchet up the tension to 11.
Yeah.
And everybody, you need to be scared of nuclear war, but not really do anything about it. You know, like prepping is a bad idea. Well,
when they don't do anything about it, that's good. I mean, it kind of, you know, it's not good, but there's that thing, that strategy of tension. You must have heard of that, right?
Absolutely.
With the Gladio thing?
Yes, where Operation Gladio.
Create the problem and then have the public begging you to protect them and to do something about it when you did it in the first place. Yeah, I mean, these elites, they need everyone all stressed out and the tension. There's something about the tension, whether they feed off of that, and also, you know, it's a way of controlling people that are scared, you know. I think it serves multiple purposes, you know, and not good ones.
Well, fear is the ultimate drive. It's what they feed off of. You can even talk about it metaphysically, Chris. I mean, it may be what these type of entities, whatever, they feed off of it. They need it for sustenance.
The reptoids. David Icke talks about. Yeah.
And David Icke is a great thinker, and I don't think he's wrong about a lot of stuff.
I'm not downgrading him. I just I don't know. He might be onto something with the reptilian thing. I don't know, but
it seems like it anymore. I mean, I don't know how else to explain the world anymore.
So. They don't act human. Let's put it that way.
They definitely don't think that they're going to definitely don't think that there's going to be any consequences for their actions somehow. That's the way it looks to me.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. We got just about 15 minutes left or so of the show. I'm so glad that you're able to join us, Chris. You're making radio easy, my friend.
It's an honor.
The newamerican.com Inflation Reduction Act. This is one of my favorite things. I love when they name stuff. So they have an Inflation Reduction Act. This is by Ron Paul. He says this is another DC lie. The Affordable Care Act, No Child Left Behind, and the U.S. Patriot Act received new competition for the title of most inappropriately named bill when the Senate Democrats unveiled the Inflation Reduction Act. This bill will not only increase inflation, it will increase government spending and taxes. Now, let me just say this before I get into more of the article. It's kind of like having the Fire Reduction Act, and the answer is gasoline. I mean,
the gasoline to blow everything up.
To reduce inflation by spending hundreds of billions of dollars. You realize that the hundreds of billions have to be created by the central bank and then distributed, and you borrowed it. So, I mean, is there any hope for, you don't even hear about budget hawks anymore. Every once in a while you hear somebody say, well, the bill was $500 million, but we conservatives got it down to $425 million or something. You know, it's like, okay, thanks. You know,
I think when they realized that they were just going to print it with it not being backed by anything, I think a lot of people threw in the towel. You know,
yeah, that's my thinking on all of this is that once we went off the gold standard, and by the way, we have an announcement coming up on August 15th, the anniversary of Nixon taking us off the gold standard. I'm going to do a live stream on that day to tell you guys there's something that I've been working on. It's a project. Stay tuned. Okay. August 15th. You're going to want to check Tony out, because we're going to have a little talk about something that's a new project that I think a lot of folks are going to want to get involved in.
Well, not only that, but you should also show that episode of Bonanza and cut into it, you know, cut it off, kind of recreate that.
I would love to do that. I could do my best Nixon impression, you know.
Yeah, I am not a crook. Okay.
Ron Paul, the Affordable Care Act. No, yeah, we read that. This bill would not only increase inflation, but also increase government spending and taxes. Inflation is the act of money creation by the Federal Reserve. High prices are one of the adverse effects of inflation, along with bubbles and bursting of bubbles. One reason the Federal Reserve increases the money supply to keep its interest rates low, thus enabling the federal government to run large deficits without incurring unmanageable interest rates. The so-called Inflation Reduction Act increases government spending. For example, the bill authorized spending of hundreds of billions of dollars on energy and fighting climate change. I'm so glad they're fighting climate change. Does that mean they're going to ground all the chemtrail planes? Will they do that?
I was kind of hoping that they were going to do what Bill Gates wanted to do and, you know, block out the sun.
Yeah. So you got to look at space bubbles. That's the newest thing from the World Economic Forum is space bubbles. Don't forget space bubbles, my friend.
I got to write that down.
Much of this subsidies for renewable energy, in other words, green corporate welfare and kind of warfare too. Almost got that Freudian slip. Government programs subsidizing certain industries take resources out of the hands of investors and entrepreneurs who allocate resources in accordance with the wants and needs of the consumers. And you know, Ron Paul's a great man. Would have made a fantastic president. And yeah. I'm so proud. He's one of the people that I'm still proud that I voted for, you know, proud that I voted for Ron Paul. He's a class act.
One of the first 9/11 critics too.
Absolutely. The bill also extends the temporary increase in Obamacare subsidies passed as part of the COVID relief. This will further increase costs in healthcare, increase prices in a strange way to eliminate price inflation. The only way to decrease healthcare costs without diminishing healthcare quality is by putting patients back in charge of their healthcare dollar. Well, I agree with that. Yeah. The bill also spends $80 billion on the IRS. So that's going to help with inflation. Yeah. Close of this will help collect more revenue from rich tax cheats. While supporters of increasing the IRS's ability to harass taxpayers claim their target is the rich, these new powers will actually be used against middle-class taxpayers.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, folks, the income tax was set up by the wealthiest people in America to do exactly what it's doing now, which to make sure that they held their wealth forever. If you support any sort of income tax, you're supporting the rich.
Yeah.
I'm just 100%. You can look at I didn't make it up. Go back and look at the 16th Amendment.
Bill Cooper was onto something, my friend.
He certainly was. And, you know, there's a reason why we didn't have an income tax at the founding of the country. There's a reason why we were prosperous. There's a reason why we were free. And there's a reason why they, you know, you have a social security number and you're a tax slave, debt slave to the corporation known as the United States.
Yeah.
Increasing spending and taxes will increase the pressure on the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates low, thus increasing inflation. If Congress was serious about ending inflation, it would cut spending, starting with overseas militarism and corporate warfare.
Yeah.
A Congress that took inflation seriously would also take the first step toward restoring a free market monetary system by passing the Audit the Fed and legalizing competition in currency. Well, God bless Ron Paul. He's a throwback to when this country wasn't completely dominated by globalists in just about every aspect of government. So great article. I'll always love to keep up with Dr. Paul. All right. Last article of the day, and then we'll do gold and silver prices. And I talked to you about this off air. One of the things I like to do is look at trends, as you know, Chris, and, There's been trends over the last many months of seeing the words human flesh, cannibalism. This came out on Drudge and other outlets about, this is the first, this vegan burger tastes like human flesh. Did you see these articles? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, well, first of all, how do you know what that tastes like?
I was going to say, what's your source?
There's that episode of the X-Files back in the 90s about that town of cannibals. Did you see the town of cannibals? It was an old man. He come from he was in the World War II in the Pacific. He got marooned on some island and these, you know, local can. This is the story of the X-Files, but they all got something, right? They got something from consuming other people. It's kind of like God put that in there. So if you become cannibalizing, you die from it. Eventually, like it gets your brain. Let's look at this article. I want to lay out, I did a little bit of research. Some of this I can verify, some of it I can't.
But Tony, also keep in mind that Chris Carter came out and said that the CIA would feed him plots and stuff for the X-Files. And he's not alone with the whole CIA liaison to Hollywood, like giving plot ideas. So there, you know, that could play into it as well. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I figured
that's good important. Intel. Yeah. Didn't know that. This is naturalnews.com. And for my audience, I like Ethan Huff and a couple of the writers at Natural News. I don't read anything that Mike Adams puts out, and it's just not personal. I don't understand him. So just so you know, I like Natural News in the sense that it has some other good writers in there. Nothing personal, but that's for another show. This is Natural News and Ethan Huff. First bugs, now cannibalism. Scientists say humans need to eat other humans to fight climate change. Professor Magnus Söderlund, a professor who even cares at the Stockholm School of Economics in Sweden, argued on television the other day that humanity needs to awaken to the idea of cannibalism as the solution to climate change. Human flesh, Söderlund claims, is much more sustainable than meat and dairy when it comes to meeting one's nutritional needs, especially in normal food, if normal food becomes scarcer in the future because of global warming. Okay. Yeah. Having a conversation about eating human flesh will help to destigmatize the idea, according to Söderlund, who believes that the general public can and should be tricked, this is in quotations, tricked into cannibalism, or what he refers to as making the right decisions.
This guy, Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
I looked him up, by the way. I looked this up because I'm not just going to read this. I looked up the guy. He's a real guy. And there was a New York Post article from 2019 of him saying these exact same things.
Wow.
In this article, though, he goes on to talk. I mean, this Ethan Huff mentions Katy Perry is saying that human flesh is the absolute best. I couldn't verify that. I talked to you off air. I couldn't verify. Just to the record, folks, I couldn't verify. I can't verify. And that doesn't really surprise me. That this is kind of like the plot to Soylent Green and some of these other, I mean, these globalist types. And it's very much built into, they hate humanity. They want to.
Well, look at Armie Hammer, the actor. There's allegations of cannibalism there, too.
I didn't know that. You'll have to.
Oh, yeah. It's a big one right now. Yeah.
This is also, and again, I'll have to this is such a over the top deal, but Söderlund also suggests that people cut up and bake their dead pets rather than bury them.
Oh my God.
Or cremate them because of global warming. Right.
Right.
Climate change. And then again, it goes on to quote Katy Perry, but since I couldn't verify that, I'm not going to read it. The New York Times, another supporter and promoter of cannibalism, having run numerous pieces in recent years that aim to destigmatize the consumption of human flesh, stating that it has a time and a place. Now, I could believe that about the New York Times. They have some most racist, hateful people that you can possibly imagine on planet Earth working at the New York Slimes, run by Carlos Slimes. I mean, just a completely, you know, globalist shill organization for open borders and destruction, if there ever was one. Such flagrant promotion of evil is tough for even many leftists to stomach, as evidenced by the onslaught of negative responses that the Times received on Twitter, a notoriously far left social media platform. We have known since the 1920s that cannibalism causes mad cow disease. This is what I wanted to get into, wrote someone who reads Newspunch. This is true of cannibalism in most, if not all, places. If a cow eats cow meat, he or the cow will eventually get mad cow disease, a.k.a. prion disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Now, this was in the episode of The X-Files.
Yeah.
And they ate somebody who had that. They devoured somebody who had it, right? Apparently, there are several variants, but they're all basically the same thing. It destroys your brain and makes you crazy. It's like a beginning of a zombie movie. Kuru is also a variant. You may read that the CJD is not related to mad cow disease. That's Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. But this comes from the CDC, another agency that lies through its teeth. This has been known for a very long time, and this info comes from a virologist with 55 years of research behind him in the public health. Okay, so the elites have been endorsing cannibalism for quite a while. This is on Natural News. I don't doubt any of this stuff. I think that they want to roll out a new narrative, right? So you've been seeing this, but I wonder if they definitely plant fake stories with the real stories to make it look like, oh, well, Snopes said this isn't real.
Poison the well.
Right, it's poison the well. And then that way the real story, like the professor is saying, oh, we need to just turn people into food.
You right.
Know? Like, that's the world we're in. The for somehow, some way, folks, the top echelon of just about everything has been completely co-opted.
I'm surprised they're not telling you that the only way to save your children is to eat your young, you know?
Well, you know, some of the, during the starvation of the Ukrainians in under Stalin, that came to that, from what I understand. That's a gruesome tale of what, you want to know what communism does? It creates cannibalism. So they kind of know that already, right? Right. They already know what lies ahead, so...
So it's already in their toolbox then.
It's in their toolbox. And we're going to see more of this kind of stuff because the devil's on the loose, right? It's this country and our culture, the best of us are not in power.
No.
Now, on a local level, there's some good folks, but the best of us are not in power. And it's like I was telling Don Jeffries the other day, I'm like, it's like a William Butler Yeats poem, you know, The Second Coming, where it says the best lack all conviction and the worst are full of passionate intensity. And that's how it feels like right now. Let's look at some gold prices right now for the yellow metal. 1,771 Luciferian Bankster notes per troy ounce for gold. 1,771 federal fiat dollars per troy ounce. The white metal. Silver, $20.37. Very, very cheap. That is criminal how cheap it is. As a matter of fact, before I go, there's a tweet from Gold Telegraph that I will retweet right now. Not only did years of manipulating precious metals by J.P. Morgan create a manipulated market, it destroyed the livelihood of many families around the world who worked in the mining industry. It also enabled the East to stockpile gold cheaply. They should feel nothing but shame. And that's exactly what happened, folks. Even the gold markets, as real as gold is, the gold markets are not real. And we are sponsored by Wise Wolf Gold and Silver Exchange for all your precious metals needs. We ship nationwide. If you need to set up a gold and silver IRA, you need to roll over a 401k into physical precious metals, give me a call. Go to Wise Wolf Gold and Silver. .com or our toll free 888-667-1836. Also preparewithart.com. The good folks over at My Patriot Supply put up a landing page. Storable food, good for 25 years. Water filtration, seeds, all the cool stuff. I love My Patriot Supply. It's a smorgasbord of good stuff that you need in the next level so we can take care of our loved ones, take care of ourselves. Always an honor to talk to you. Chris, tell people where they can find you.
Well, you can find me on Twitter, but I'm actually afraid to say the Twitter handle, to be honest with you. You can find me with Tony Arterburn on Paratruther.
Yes, it's an honor. We'll get you. We'll update Chris's handle on Twitter.
Yeah, because I remember you have certain audiences listening, and so.
Well, I appreciate that, brother. That's very kind of you. Well, we'll be back Friday for the Arterburn radio transmission. Watch for Paratruther. It's going to drop this week. New episode on 1979. Okay, and Beans the Brave gives her best. She wishes all of you a wonderful week. We'll see you next time. End of transmission.
Life is a continuous confrontation with forks in the road. One is good, one is bad. And you could always wander completely off the road altogether and become lost. Totally and completely lost. If you take the wrong fork at one of these junctions, there is always the opportunity at the next fork to get back on track. But it is a constant battle within ourselves. You see, I have studied this concept for many, many years, and I have to tell you that if there is a real devil, like Flip Wilson used to say, the devil made me do it, I'm not telling you that there's no such thing as Satan or Lucifer. I'm telling you this. If there really is a devil, that devil exists in the hearts and minds of men and nowhere else. Nowhere else. For if you take man out of the equation, evil ceases to exist. And there is left only the laws of the universe and the balance of nature. Put man in the equation, and before long, evil will rear its ugly head and present itself to the world. The evil is within man, and that is why it was called the fall. The devil never made anyone do it. If you do it, you did it yourself because you fell into temptation. For until man once again confronts the real nature of his own condition and of the world around him and accepts full responsibility for his actions without blaming anyone else or any devil, until then we will always be a puppet on the end of someone else's string. And ladies and gentlemen, when that someone pulls that string, we will dance.